مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد, then to continue with the explanation of Lum'at al-I'tiqad, the Book of Creed and Belief compiled by the Imam Ibn Qudama al-Maqdisi rahimahullah, with the explanation of Shaykh Salih al-Fawzan hafidhahullah, then we were still on the section of Iman in the Ghaib and Iman in whatever Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informed us of with regard to the Ghaib. And last time, from those matters we had, from the affairs of the Ghaib of the future, from the affairs of the resurrection, we had just quickly the matter of Al-Hashr, the gathering after the people are taken out of the graves, resurrected from the graves. There will be the Hashr, the gathering in the Mahshar, the great gathering place that Shaykh Fawzan mentioned will be a very flat, open plain. All of the people of the earlier and later times will be gathered there, naked, barefoot and uncircumcised. And the sun will be drawn close to their heads. And they will therefore sweat, each of them sweating in accordance with the severity of the deeds which they did, with the severity of their evil deeds. And they will be covered, some of them will be covered to varying degrees in sweat, some of them even up to their mouths in sweat. And they will stand in this standing place, waiting for the resurrection, while they're waiting for the judgment to occur, and they will wait for 50,000 years. That day will be prolonged for 50,000 years. And then, Shaykh Fawzan mentioned, then the people, because of the severity of this standing, and the length of this standing, and the heat, they will realize that they need someone to intercede for them with Allah the Most High, that He should begin the judgment. So they will go to each of the prophets, and the hadith mentions the prophets Adam alayhi salam, alayhi salam, Musa and Isa alayhi salam, and Muhammad sallallahu, finally they will go to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Each of the prophets will excuse himself from interceding, and finally they will go to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he will say, I am the one for that, and he will intercede with Allah the Most High with this greater intercession, this intercession for the resurrection to begin. And we had that this, Shaykh Fawzan mentioned, this intercession is the greater intercession, Ash-Shafa'at al-Uthma, which is particular to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, only he will perform this. And it is what is also known as Al-Maqam al-Mahmood, the praiseworthy standing place. That is one and the same thing. That he will intercede with Allah, meaning he will make dua to Allah. What does the intercession mean? That he will make dua to Allah the Most High with words of praise that Allah will inspire him with, and then Allah will accept his intercession, and then Allah will come. We affirm that Allah the Most High himself will come to pass judgment upon the people. And we had the point with regard to the hisab, the accounting of all of the people for their good and bad deeds. And we had that the accounting of hisab for the unbelievers, it will be just, it will not be a weighing of their good and bad deeds, because they won't have any good deeds. They will have only evil deeds. So with regard to the unbelievers, the hisab, the accounting, the reckoning will just be their admitting their crimes, their admitting their sins. And with regard to the believers, Shaykh Fawzan mentioned that the reckoning of the believers will be of three types. Some of the believers, some of the foremost believers, will receive no reckoning. They'll enter Jannah, they'll enter Paradise without any reckoning and or any punishment. So there'll be no reckoning upon them. Then there'll be some believers who will be given an easy reckoning. They'll just be presented with their deeds, and they'll be passed without being closely looked in, having their deeds closely looked into, without having to answer individually each of their deeds. And then the third category are those who are given a difficult reckoning. May Allah save us from that. That they will be called to account for each and every evil deed that they did. They will be given a difficult reckoning. Their account will be closely inspected. So then, after that, the Imam Ibn Qudamah, rahimahullah, he continues on what in the Egyptian edition here is on page 213, and in the Saudi edition, page 209, the Imam continues with the matters that will occur on the day of resurrection. So he said, وَتُنْصَبُ الْمَوَازِينَ وَتُنْصَبُ الْمَوَازِينَ, and the balances will be erected. The balances which are used to weigh will be set up, and the balances will be erected. Shaykh Fawzan said, Hafidhahullah, in explanation, and likewise from that which will occur on the day of resurrection is the erection of the balances, al-mawazin, the balances of good deeds, and they are true and real balances. He said, giving the evidence, He the Most High said, فَلَنُقَصَّنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ بِعِلْمٍ وَمَا كُنَّا غَائِبِينَ وَالْوَزْنُ يَوْمَئِذٍ الْحَقِّ وَالْوَزْنُ يَوْمَئِذٍ الْحَقِّ فَمَنْ ثَقُلَتْ مَوَازِينُهُ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. The ayahs from Surah Al-A'raf, the 7th surah, ayahs 8 to 9, says here, that they number it here as ayahs 7 to 8. And it seems like ayahs 8 to 9, wallahu a'lam, the Qunti Saudi edition, ayahs 8 to 9, with the explanation, so we shall certainly inform them with certain knowledge of what they did in the world, and we were not absent from them, and the weighing on that day is the truth. So whoever's balance of good deeds is heavier, then they will be the successful ones. Shaykh Fawzan said in explanation, the good deeds, the hasanat, the good deeds will be placed upon one kiffah. What's this? But the balance, mizan, will have two scales, one each side. So he said, the good deeds will be placed upon one scale, one balance plate, and the evil deeds upon one balance plate, one scale. And this is from complete justice, adl. The adl, the justice of Allah, the Perfect and Most High. So whoever is such that his good deeds outweigh, his good deeds are heavier, then he will be blissful and he will have succeeded. And whoever's good deeds are lighter and his evil deeds are heavier, then he will have failed and lost. Then Shaykh Fawzan quotes the ayah as evidence for this. وَمَنْ خَفَّتْ مَوَازِينُهُ فَأُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ خَسِرُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ. Surah Al-A'raf, the same surah, 7th surah, ayah 9. Surah Al-Qari'ah. So this is some corrections need to be done to this Egyptian edition here. Jazakallah khair. So ayahs 6 to 11, you probably noticed that when I came before. Ayahs 6 to 11 of Surah Al-Qari' there should be. I feel like I just put a whole pencil line to this Egyptian edition, just using the Saudi one. The ayahs with the explanation, so whoever's scale of good deeds is lighter, whoever's scale of good deeds is lighter, and they are the ones who have caused their own souls to be lost. Then Shaykh Fawzan quotes further ayahs, فَأَمَّا مَنْ ثَقُلَتْ مَوَازِينُهُ فَهُوَ فِي عِيشَةٍ رَاضِيَةٍ وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَفَّتْ مَوَازِينُهُ فَأُمُّهُ هَاوِيَةٌ وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا هِيَ نَارٌ حَامِيَةٌ. Surah Al-Qari'ah. This actually is Surah Al-Qari'ah. Same as the previous one. Surah Al-Qari'ah, the 101st Surah, Ayah 6 to 11. With the explanation. So as for the one whose scale of good deeds is heavy, then he will have a pleasing life in paradise. And as for the one whose scales of good deeds are lighter, then his destination and abode will be a pit of hell. And what will explain to you what it is? It is a blazing fire. Clarify some confusion there. The ayah which came just before was from Surah Al-A'raf, the 9th ayah. وَمَنْ خَفَّتْ مَوَازِينُهُمْ فَأُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ خَسِرُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ. That ayah was Surah Al-A'raf, the 7th surah, ayah 9. As for the ayahs that we just heard, then of course they're from Surah Al-Qari'ah. 101st surah, ayah 6 to 11. Then Shaykh Fawzan moves on to explain, so he explains the word here that occurs, وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَفَّتْ مَوَازِينُ فَأُمُّهُ هَوِيَةٌ. So he explains this word هَوِيَةٌ, that his will be the pit. So he explains, what is this word أُمُّهُ, his Shaykh Fawzan said, أُمُّهُ, what's the word is the word that's very often used for the word for mother, the word that is used for mother, same word. So he explains here, أُمُّهُ, the of a thing is what it goes back to. The of a thing is that which it goes back to. So he will go back to, this person mentioned in the ayah here, he will go into the hellfire. And Allah's refuge is sought. That's what he will go back to. Then he gives a second explanation of أُمُّهُ هَاوِيَةٌ. His mother will be the pit, or his will be the pit. The first one being, meaning that which he will go back to, will be the pit of the fire. And he gives a second explanation, he said, and it is also said, أُمُّهُ, his here it means أُمُّ دِمَاغِهِ, literally the mother of his brain, literally. I mean his brain itself, or the membrane around the brain. Meaning, he will fall down into the fire upon his head. So Shaykh Fawzan gives the two explanations of this phrase. Obviously both of them resulting in the same thing, that this person will be in the hellfire. The one whose good deeds are outweighed by his evil deeds, that he will be in the hellfire. So either upon first saying meaning he will go back to the hellfire. His meaning that which he goes back to will be the hellfire. Or secondly, meaning that he will fall upon his brain, or brain first, head first, into the pit of the fire. Then Shaykh al-Fawzan continues, he said, explaining about the weighing here, the weighing that is done upon the mizan or the mawazin, scales, balances, he said, and this weighing is true and real upon a mizan, upon a balance, which is true and real and physical. It has two scales, two balance plates, just as occurs in the ahadith. However, Allah knows best how it will be, because it is from the affairs of the hereafter. However, its meaning is known. I mean, the meaning of mizan, the meaning of a balance, is known. And it is a balance which is true and real, having two scales, two balance plates. The good deeds will be placed upon one scale, and the evil deeds upon one scale. And whichever one of the two is heavier, then the person will be treated in accordance with that, whether good or bad. And this is established in the Book of Allah, the Majestic. It's established in the Book of Allah, the Mighty and Majestic. And in the Sunnah of Allah's Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And there is consensus of the Muslims upon it. Then he mentions the same deviant sect who keep appearing here without a denial of many of these points. He says, as for the Mu'tazila, then they say, there will not be a true and real balance. Rather, it is just a kinaya, it's just a metaphor, it's a figure of speech. It's just a metaphor referring to the establishment of justice. So these people in Mu'tazila, they say that the phrase is used here, that there will be scales established, but it doesn't mean that there will actually be scales. It just means that justice will be established, but there won't really be any scales there. So the Shaykh said, as they say it is just a metaphor referring to the establishment of justice. And this is upon their foul methodology. And he explains what their foul methodology is, which they keep using to deny these things. And that is making the intellects the arbitrator and not looking to the texts. And this is a false and misguided position. In doing this, this is a false and misguided position. Just a side point before we continue, then, as we've had before, Shaykh al-Fawzan doesn't mention the detail here, but the position of the people of the Sunnah, as the scholars explain, is that with regard to what is weighed upon the scales, what is weighed upon the balance, then there are three things that will be weighed upon the balance. The good and bad deeds will be weighed, and also the scrolls of good deeds and bad deeds will be weighed, and also the people themselves, the actual individuals, will also be placed upon the balance. All three of these things will be weighed upon the balance. That is the position of the people of the Sunnah, in accordance with the authentic texts of the Book and the Sunnah, which affirm all three of these being weighed. Then the Imam Ibn Qudamah, rahimahullah, he moves on. And he says, وَتُنْشَرُ الدَّوَاوِينَ, and the records will be laid open. وَتُنْشَرُ الدَّوَاوِينَ, and the records will be laid open. Shaykh Fawzan said, Ad-Dawaween, the records, they are the books in which the deeds of the descendants of Adam are written down. The books in which the deeds of the descendants of Adam are recorded. And they are the scrolls of deeds. Because whatever the person does in this world, then it is written down. It is written down against him by the recording angels, whether it be good or evil. He the Most High said, وَكُلَّ إِنسَانٍ أَلْزَمْنَاهُ طَائِرَهُ فِي عُنُقِهِ وَنُخْرِجُ لَهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ كِتَابًا يَلْقَاهُ مَنْشُورًا اقْرَأْ كِتَابَكَ كَفَى بِنَفْسِكَ الْيَوْمَ عَلَيْكَ حَصِيبًا. Surah Al-Isra, the 17th surah, ayahs 13 to 14. With the explanation, and we have bound each person's deeds to his neck, and on the day of resurrection we shall bring forth for him a book which he will find spread open. Read your record. You suffice as a witness against yourself today. Shaykh Fawzan said, so the person will be given his book, which is filled with his deeds, and he will read it. And he will read it. As for the believer, the mu'min, then he will be given his book in his right hand. فَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِيَمِينِ فَيَقُولُ هَا أُمُقْرَأُ كِتَابِيَ. Surah Al-Haqqah, the 69th surah, ayah 19, with the explanation. So as for the person who is given his book in his right hand, then he will say, come, read my book. Shaykh Fawzan said, so he will be pleased, and he will love that the people should see his book, because it is something pleasing, and a thing which is pleasing. When a thing is pleasing, then you love that the people should see it. إِنِّي ظَنَنْتُ أَنِّي مُرَاقٍ حِسَابِيَةً. Ayah 20 on the same surah. And all these ayahs that he's quoting here until somebody else has said are all from the same surah, Surah Al-Haqqah. All these ayahs together. So the ayah 20, with the explanation that he will say, the believer will say, I knew that I was going to meet my reckoning. Shaykh Fawzan said, meaning, I had Iman, and I was certain that I was going to meet my Hisab, my accounting. So therefore I prepared for it with righteous deeds. فَهُوَ فِي عَيْشَةٍ رَاضِيَةٍ فِي جَنَّةٍ عَالِيَةٍ قُطُوفُهَا دَانِيَةٍ كُلُوا وَاشْرَبُوا هَنِيئًا بِمَا أَسْلَفْتُمْ فِي الْأَيَّامِ الْخَالِيَةِ. Same surah, Surah Al-Haqqah, ayahs 21 to 24. The continuation with the explanation. So he will have a pleasing life in a lofty garden. Its fruits will be close at hand. Eat and drink comfortably, at ease, as a reward for the deeds which you did in the days of your worldly life. And Shaykh Fawzan mentions the opposite case, He says, and as for the kafir, and as for the unbeliever, then he will be given his book in his left hand from behind his back, and Allah's refuge is sword. وَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِشِمَالِهِ فَيَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِي لَمْ أُوْتَ كِتَابِيَ. Now he will say, because in this ayah, the same surah, ayah 25, with the explanation, and as for the one who is given his book in his left hand, then he will say, woe to me, would that I had not been given my book. The Shaykh said he will wish that he had not been given his book, and that it had not been presented to him, since it is an exposure of him. وَلَمْ أَدْرِ مَا حِسَابِيَ يَا لَيْتَهَا كَانَتِ الْقَاضِيَ. Verses 26 to 27, with the explanation that he will continue and say, and that I did not know, he'll wish, and that I did not know what my account is. Would that death had been the final end. Shaykh Fawzan said, meaning, woe to me, would that I had not been resurrected. Would that death were the final end. مَا أَغْنَى عَنِّي مَالِيَ هَلَكَ عَنِّي سُلْطَانِيَ خُذُوهُ فَغُلُّوهُ ثُمَّ الْجَحِيمَ صَلُّوهُ ثُمَّ فِي سِلْسِلَةٍ ذَرَعُوهَا سَبْعُونَ ذِرَاءً فَاسْلُكُوهُ. The continuation of the ayahs from the same surah, Surah Al-Haqqah, ayahs 28 to 32, with the explanation that the kafir will continue and say, my wealth has not availed me. My wealth has not availed me. My argument has perished. The explainers differ, some of the explainers say, meaning my authority has perished. But some of the scholars of Tafsir mention, the majority say it means my argument, any argument I had has passed away, perished. My argument has perished. Seize him and shackle him. Then enter him into the fire to burn. Then fasten him with a chain whose length is 70 cubits. Shaykh al-Fawzan said, this will be after the giving out of the records in the right hand or the left hand. Then the Imam Ibn Qudama, rahimahullah, he continues, وَتَطَايَرُ صَحَاحِفُ الْأَعْمَالِ إِلَى الْأَيْمَانِ وَالشَّمَائِلِ. And the scrolls of deeds will be given out to the left and right hands. And the scrolls of deeds will be given out to the left and right hands. Shaykh Fawzan said in explanation, this is established in the Book of Allah and in the Sunnah of His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this is from the completeness of Adl. This is from the completeness of the justice from Allah the Perfect and Most High. That He does not oppress anyone or make anyone responsible for something which he did not do. Then the Imam Ibn Qudamah, he quotes the ayahs in evidence. فَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِيَمِينِهِ فَسَوْفِ يُحَاسَبُ حِسَابًا يَسِيرًا وَيَنْقَلِبُ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهِ مَسْرُورًا وَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ وَرَاءَ ظَهْرِهِ فَسَوْفَ يَدْعُو ثُبُورًا وَيَصْلَىٰ سَعِيرًا. Surah Al-Inshiqaq, the 84th surah, ayah 7 to 12. And again, in this Egyptian edition, there's, as it very often happens, after that first ayah, فَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِيَمِينِهِ, there's a la which has crept in. And it should just be a mark in the end of the ayah. It's been typed as a la, which is not part of the ayah. The ayahs with the explanation So as for the one who is given his book in his right hand, then he will soon be given an easy reckoning, and he will go back to his family joyful. And as for the one who is given his book behind his back, then he will soon call out for destruction, and he will burn in the blazing fire. Shaykh al-Fawzan said, Hafidhahullah, in explanation, in one ayah it is mentioned that he will be given his book in his left hand. The ayah that we had before. And in one ayah that he will be given it from behind his back, in this ayah here. And the harmonization between the two ayahs is that he will be given his book, I was referring to the unbeliever, he will be given his book in his left hand and from behind his back as a humiliation for him and Allah's refuge is sore. So this will occur to him and this, both this and this. In case someone misunderstands, I think this, it looks like there might be a contradiction there. One ayah mentions he'll be given his book in his left hand, but then there's another ayah saying he'll be given it behind his back. So Shaykh al-Fawzan explains, he'll be given it in his left hand, and his left hand will be behind his back. And his left hand, as the scholars explain, will be bent, twisted behind his back. Then Shaykh al-Fawzan, hafidhullah, he continues, and something odd, which they mention about one of the deviant sects, is that when a person dies, mere practice which one some deviant sect they do, is that when a person dies, they cut off his left arm. They cut off his left arm, saying, so that he has no left hand on the day of resurrection, so that he can, or so that he'll be given his book in his right hand. Allahu Akbar. Because he will not have a left hand. They said we chop his arm off, he won't have a left hand, so he has to be given his, is anybody in their sect, he has to be given his book in his right hand because he only got a right hand. He chopped his left hand off when he died. Allahu Akbar. Shaykh said, and they do not believe that Allah will restore his hand which they have cut off to be just as it was. So this is from the odd reports of one of the deviant sects. Then the Imam Ibn Qudamah, he continues, rahmahullah, وَالْمِيزَانُ لَهُ كِفَّتَانِ وَلِسَانُ تُوزَانُ bihil a'mal. And the balance has two scales and a balance point. Deeds will be weighed with it. Shaykh al-Fawzan said, hafidhullah, in explanation, this is a refutation of the Mu'tazila, that it will be a mizan, a balance, a true and real balance, having two balance plates, two true and real balance plates, and a balancing point. Obviously all of that being refutation of them, because they say it doesn't mean, it's just a metaphor, just a figure of speech, it just means there'll be justice established. So all of this, they will have two balance plates, it will have a balance point. All of this is a refutation of their saying. Then the Imam Ibn Qudamah, rahimahullah, he continues, again quoting evidence, فَمَنْ ثَقُلَتْ مَوَازِينُهُ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ وَمَنْ خَفَّتْ مَوَازِينُهُ فَأُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ خَسِرُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ فِي جَهَنَّمَ خَالِدُونَ. Surah Al-Mu'minun, 23rd Surah, Ayahs 102 to 103. With the explanation, so whoever's balance of good deeds is heavier, then they are the ones who will be successful. And whoever's balance of good deeds is lighter, then they are the ones who have caused their own souls to be in loss. They will remain in hellfire forever. Shaykh al-Fawzan said in explanation, Aisha radiallahu anha asked Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, will you remember your family on the day of resurrection? So he said, أَمَّا فِي ثَلَاثَةِ مَوَاضِعِ فَلَا أَحَدٌ يَذْكُرُ أَحَدًا. As for at three places, then no one will remember anyone else. عِنْدَ وَزْنِ الْأَعْمَالِ حَتَّى يَعْلَمَ هَلْ تَرَجَّحَ حَسَنَاتُهُ أَوْ سَيِّئَاتُهُ. At the weighing of the deeds, until he knows whether his good deeds or his bad deeds are heavier. The Shaykh said, this is one place. And the second place, عِنْدَ تَطَيُّرِ الصُّحُفِ حَتَّى يَعْلَمَ هَلْ يُعْطَى صَحِيفَتَهُ بِيَمِينِهِ أَوْ بِشِمَالِهِ. When the records are handed out, until he knows whether he will be given his record in his right hand or in his left hand. Then the Shaykh said, and the third place, عَلَى الصِّرَاطِ, upon the bridge, in the bridge over the hellfire. In a footnote they mentioned this narration, this hadith is reported, or the like of it is reported by Imam Ahmad in the Musnad, and by Abu Dawood and Al-Hakim. And Al-Hakim said, this is a hadith whose chain of narration is sahih to the standard of the two sheikhs. If it were not for the fact that it is mursal, and there's a gap between Al-Hasan, meaning Al-Hasan al-Basri, the Tabi'i, and Aisha. Even though there are reports which are authentic, which state that Al-Hasan used to enter as a small child into the house of Aisha radiallahu anha and Salama. And Al-Dhahabi agreed with this. I mean, the narrator here from Aisha radiallahu anha is the famous Tabi'i Al-Hasan al-Basri. But the problem with the chain here is that he only used to enter a house when he was a small boy, I mean, too young to be able to hear hadith, for example. As for Shaykh al-Albani, rahimahullah, then he mentioned in his checking of Mishkat, and likewise in his checking of Abu Dawood, that this hadith is da'if, this hadith is unauthentic, so he's weak. Wallahu a'lam. Then Imam Ibn Qudama, and the brother just pointed out, jazakallahu khairan, that there's another la crept in, so we've got a strange typewriter here. After the first ayah, فَمَنْ ثَقُلَتْ مَوَازِينُهُ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ, that should be, after that, should be just a mark, marking the end of the ayah. And not a lam, not a lam al-alif, a la, as occurs in this Egyptian edition of Daniel. That's a mistake, another printing error. Jazakallahu khair. Then the Imam Ibn Qudama, he continues, وَلِنَبِيِّنَا مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ حَوْضٌ فِي الْقِيَامَةِ. And our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will have a hawd, will have a lake on the resurrection. So he affirms this point of al hawd, could be translated as the great reservoir or lake or the like of that. And there will be for our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam a lake on the day, or a lake on the resurrection. Shaykh al-Fawzan, hafidhahullah, said in explanation, from that which it is obligatory to have iman in is al-hawd, the great lake, which were before the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the Hawd is the gathering place of water. So our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam will have a Hawd, a great lake, filled with pure water. Two water channels will flow into it, meaning, as we had before in a Tahawiyyah, and as occurs in the authentic hadith in Sahih Muslim, meaning they will flow from Al-Kawthar, as occurs here as well, from Al-Kawthar. There will be two watercourses flowing from Al-Kawthar into the Hawd. So the Shaykh said, it will be filled with pure water. Two water channels will pour into it. Its color will be like the whiteness of milk, and its taste will be sweeter than honey, and its drinking vessels will be more than the number of stars in the sky. Whoever drinks from it, a single drink, then he will never ever be thirsty again after it. May Allah grant us that we drink. In a footnote, they mention here, and they messed up in these footnotes slightly here, they mention that the hadith is reported by Al-Bukhari, meaning a hadith affirming the Hawd, the lake of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is reported by Al-Bukhari, hadith 6576, and reported by Muslim from a hadith of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu. But as a side point, then this hadith, even though it affirms, it mentions the Hawd, it doesn't mention this phrase here, whoever drinks from it, a single drink, then he will never ever be thirsty after that again. That wording occurs, also reported by Al-Bukhari and Muslim. Sheikh Badr al-Badr points out, he's checking, this hadith is reported by Al-Bukhari as hadith 6579, and by Muslim as hadith 2292, from a hadith of Abdullah ibn Amr radiallahu anhu. So if someone asks you the reference for a hadith that states that whoever drinks from it will never be thirsty again, then the reference is the hadith of Abdullah ibn Amr radiallahu anhu, reported by Al-Bukhari and Muslim, with those references. Then Shaykh al-Fawzan continues, and that is because the people will have become very thirsty in the mahshar, in the gathering place, and they will need water. So the nation of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam will come to his lake, and they will drink. And they are the people of true iman, al-iman al-sahih. In the nation of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what is meant here, the ones who will drink from his lake, the people who are upon the people of correct, true iman. As for the hypocrites, the munafiqoon, and those who changed and altered, then when they come to his lake, they will be repelled, they'll be pushed away from it, and prevented from coming to it to drink. So he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, will say, Ya Rabbi, Ashabi, Ashabi, O my Lord, my companions, my companions. So it will be said to him, you do not know what they introduced after you. They did not cease apostatizing after you. Or they did not cease turning back after you. In the footnote here, they give a reference for it. They refer to a hadith of Abu Dharr reported by Muslim and a Tirmidhi, and no doubt there is a hadith reported by Abu Dharr in Muslim with that reference, referring to a hadith about the Hawd. As for what's mentioned here, a closer reference, wallahu a'lam, is a hadith reported by Al-Bukhari, as hadith 6585, from a hadith of Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu. Hadith referring to those who apostatized, those who left Islam. after the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As the scholars explain, the hadith, as is clear from the wording there, those who turned apostate and left the religion of Islam. Shaykh Fawzan said, so this is the hawd, this is the lake. We have iman in it, and we affirm it. Just as its description occurs in the ahadith. Then the Imam Ibn Qudamah rahimahullah continues, مَاؤُهُ أَشَدُّ بَيَاضًا مِنَ اللَّبَنِ وَأَحْلَى مِنَ الْعَصَرِ. Its water will be whiter than milk and sweeter than honey. Shaykh Fawzan said, حَفِظَهُ in explanation, Al-Kawthar, a river from the rivers of paradise, will pour into it. I mean, Al-Kawthar, the river from the rivers of paradise, will pour into the hawd. Meaning through the two channels that were already mentioned by Shaykh Fawzan before. Shaykh Fawzan said, Allah the Most High said, Inna a'tainaka al-kawthar. Surah al-kawthar, the 102nd surah. Surah al-kawthar, one surah, whichever number it is. The first ayah. With the explanation, indeed we have granted you al-kawthar. Then Shaykh Fawzan mentions in explanation of this, and what is well known is that what is meant by Al-Kawthar is a river from the rivers of paradise, which will pour into his hawd, into his sallallahu alaihi wasallam lake. And it is said, and he mentions a second explanation of this word Al-Kawthar, and it is said Al-Kawthar Al-Khayr Al-Kathir means abundant good. There's two explanations from the Salaf about what Al-Kawthar is. We've got this ayah, Allah the Most High states it has given Al-Kawthar to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The first explanation is, means he'll be given this river in paradise, which is called Al-Kawthar. The second is, means he'll be given abundant good. Shaykh Al-Fawzan said, commenting upon the second explanation, and it is said, Al-Kawthar means abundant good. And entering into that is the river, because it is from that which is good. So it is a general explanation. In other words, Shaykh Al-Fawzan is making clear there's no contradiction between these two explanations. I mean, the Prophet ﷺ will certainly be given Al-Kawthar, this river in paradise which pours into his hawl, he'll be given that, and he'll be given abundant good. And that river is a part of the abundant good. So there's no contradiction between the two. Then the Imam Ibn Qudamah, he continued, وَأَبَارِيقُهُ عَدَدَ نُجُومِ السَّمَاءِ, and its drinking cups will be of the number of the stars of the sky. Shaykh Al-Fawzan said, أَبَارِيقُهُ يَعْنِي آنِيَتُهُ. Its abariq means its drinking cups, which are drunk from. Then the Imam continues, Ibn Qudamah rahimahullah, مَنْ شَرِبَ مِنْهُ شَرْبَةً لَا يَظْمَعُ بَعْدَهَا أَبَدًا. Whoever drinks a single drink from it, from the hawd, the lake, whoever drinks a single drink from it will never be thirsty afterwards. Shaykh Al-Fawzan said in explanation, so if he drinks from it, then thirst passes away from him and it never returns to him ever. What's the meaning after, as the Shaykh explained before, after people have stood for 50,000 years waiting for the judgment to be established under the heat of the sun, they'll be extremely thirsty, then they'll come to the hawd, the lake of the Prophet ﷺ, and whoever gets a drink from it, then He will never be thirsty again after. In paradise, he will never be thirsty. May Allah make us from those people. Then we'll leave. We'll leave what follows until next time, which will be after Ramadan, inshaAllah. Alhamdulillah. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One place of clarification.
The hadith of Aisha, where these three matters are explained, the first one about the Hasanat, a person wouldn't know that he's got more Hasanat or more Sayyiah. And is these three things will be in order? It will be in tertib. In tertib means that if a person will know if his hasanat are more than his sayyiah, so he will know his, or if he's given his right hand.
What was the hadith? Weak hadith? Weak anyway?
No.
With regard to the lisan meaning the lisan of a mizan, obviously the lisan with regard to a person is the tongue which he talks with. As for the scale, and I mentioned the lisan is the point at which the balances. That's called the lisan. Lisan or mizan. The balance point of the, you know, point where the scales balance upon or rest upon, somewhere there. Balance point or something.
He's asking if you cut the arms off, if they have a name.
They probably do have a name, but Sheikh Fazan doesn't mention the name. I don't know who they are. They must have a name. The arm cutters. Yeah, Sheikh Fazal, with regard to the deviants, the deviant arm cutting sect here, and Sheikh Fazal doesn't mention which particular sect it is, he just mentions there is some deviant sect, we'll say that. So homework before next time is find out what they're called. Okay. Have a look.
So the person who had his hand cut because of stealing, and he must be a very happy person.
What if he steals twice? I don't understand. Look what happens to people's intellects when they leave the sunnah. When they leave the sunnah behind, in the name of intellect, look at the corruption they fall into. Sheikh Allah question.
Just making a reference for Hadith Bukhari of Abdul Umar, Amr Radi Allah. You mentioned a reference in Bukhari for Hadith of
Abdullah bin Umar. It was the reference for the Hadith of Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu, mentioning whoever drinks a drink from the Hawd will never be thirsty again. Reported by Al-Bukhari as Hadith 6579, and by Muslim as Hadith 2292.
And look at the Hosidah from the Mizan. So how do they explain it?
They just come along and say it's metaphorical. That's the word.
Yeah.
The meaning is just justice is established. Same with the rest of the ayah's attributes. Say hand doesn't literally mean a hand. Yad doesn't literally mean yad. It means it's a metaphor for such and such. Or the space. All the ayah's attributes.
Yeah.
Likewise, even the things that occur on the day of resurrection as well. Now this messed up as well. Yeah. So it's metaphors. It doesn't really mean.
It means justice.
Yeah. So it means just on the day of judgment, there will be justice. That's it.
Yeah.
As for there being a real scale, then no. There's no need for the lack of that. That is what these deviants say to Mu'tazila.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Obviously, people of the Sunnah, they explain, some of the scholars of the Sunnah explain, in case someone says, oh, what's the need for you? If these fools come and say, what's the need for there to be a literal scale? All I know is who did good deeds, who did bad deeds, who did how many good deeds, who will be in the paradise, who will be in the fire. Allah the Most High knows the like of this. What need is there for there to be actual physical balance there? So people of the Sunnah mentioned that with regard to the like of these narrations, that this is again part of the completeness and perfection of the justice, that people, not only is there complete and perfect justice, but the people can see in front of their eyes the perfect justice. No one will have any qualm or anything in their heart to be able to say, I don't feel that justice was done. Well, everyone will see in front of their eyes that justice is done. Every single good deed. No one can say, I had some good deeds that were not put on the scale. I had plenty of, you know, I had some evil deeds put on there, the scale that I didn't do. No one will be able to say that. Everything that's put on that scale, they won't be able to challenge it. And they'll see in front of their eyes, in front of the witnesses. They'll be weighed. No one will have any claim left here. Allahu a'lam. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك اشهد ان لا اله الا انت استغفرك واتوب اليك